Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you.
Nice.
Eric. Eric, he's not in here.
Hey, Eric.
Heck, nobody's here. Mark, you said you were supposed to be here, right?
That's the information I got.
This place is a mess. What the hell?
That was one of the best happy birthdays I've ever sung.
Seriously,
I don't want that wasted.
We had at least a second's worth of harmony.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I was going up on that. I mean, it was off, but I was singing
scales.
High.
Seriously.
Oh, man, my voice only cracked 4 times.
Guys, check this out.
What?
It's a note. Dear guys, I couldn't take it anymore. Sorry if you were planning a surprise party or something, but I went to live with the aliens.
Oh, man.
Love, Ramp.
Well, that's that. Man.
What a crappy thing to do to somebody.
Yeah.
You bake that cake and... God.
What have the aliens ever done for him?
They can't even sing.
Told me he was watching too much X-Files.
Man. So where exactly do you go to live with the aliens?
Oh, see, it's one of those arrows that says over.
Okay. It's on there.
I'm not telling you jerks where the aliens live, because you'll only come and find me. Jerks. Love, Ramp.
That was kind of cold.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. There's an arrow down here. It says over. Dear guys, I couldn't... Oh, wait. I'm a jerk.
Oh, it's the longest letter ever.
Well, I suppose we could either stay here, eat the cake that I had fashioned, like his right thigh, because you know that's his favorite thigh.
Oh, yeah.
Little hairs on there.
It's an amazing likeness.
Seriously, I shaved a cat to get real hair. Or...
real dander.
We could pile back into our spaceship and go find Ramson and tell him how it is. And tell him what it is. Like, how it's like. What it's like.
I need some closure, I think.
I do, too. I can't stand for
this. I can't be left with this note.
I'm personally kind of hungry, but we've got this whole emotional upswing going on right here. And
Don't cramp our.
But I'm kind of hungry.
We can get some Funyuns on the way out.
Sweet.
Of the galaxy.
All right, well, I'm thinking that, you know, we should just maybe pull over to the nearest planet and figure it out.
Guess if they've seen him.
Seriously.
He might be.
Ask them if they've got some dip.
Yeah. The Funyuns, they're pretty sour cream already.
Is this real onion in here?
Anyway.
Oh, sweet. A planet that has oxygen. Awesome.
That's a lucky find.
Those suits are heavy.
Hello? Hello?
What?
Hello?
Freaking alien just ate my shoe.
Think he speaks English or try some French on him?
Okay, try French. Bonjour, give me back my damn shoe, you... Bonjour.
It doesn't mean anything, but
yeah.
He wasn't really giving me any reaction.
Well, French isn't really a language. That's all they really do to each other in France.
Yeah. Word.
Kind of sounds snottier than one another.
What a creepy, annoying alien. He's got what I would perceive to be a self-satisfied smile on his face if I were interpreting him based on human.
Hey guys,
genus.
Holy crap, Ramson!
Hey.
Yeah, what's up? No, what do you mean, what's up? Well, we're trying to throw you a party and you're not. It's nice to see you, man. Yeah. What do you mean, yeah? That's all we get? We get in a spaceship after our party that we planned for weeks just goes totally to hell, and then we find you randomly on a random planet that just happens to be breathing oxygen.
Had to sacrifice my shoe to do it.
Yeah, Mark was hungry.
And he didn't even eat the cat hair thigh cake.
Yeah.
And then all you gotta say is, hey.
You should have heard us singing, man. Seriously.
Well, you hurt our feelings, man. You hurt our feelings because, you know, we thought, you know, what jail's like. We're friends, we're buddies, you know, we get together and do something nice for you, and this is what you do to us. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. You're sorry. You're sorry. Yeah. Well, you know, we're sorry. We're sorry we ever cared about you in the first place.
I'm sorry my foot's covered in goo at the moment.
I'm sorry that I slaved in the kitchen making a full-scale model of your thigh out of batter and frosting.
I'm sorry I drank all your ciders when we were at your place.
Yeah, I'm sorry I urinated on your bed.
I'm sorry about your dad.
What did he do to his dad?
Shut up.
But okay. Anyway, we're sorry that you're such a meanie head.
Yeah. Don't hold back. You lay it on. Thick.
Mean meanie. God. It's like,
yeah, does it sting? I hope it stings.
Feel that, all right.
I don't know. I'm just all worked up. Here's your stupid cake. Ah, jeez. You didn't have to do that, Matt. Well, you deserved it. Here, Mark. I saved some cake for you.
Oh, you pulled it off his thigh. That's beautiful.
Well, I thought it was fitting.
Yeah. I'm a little indigested at the moment from the Funyuns. Simulated onions at all. I'll just hang on to it.
So what's the real reason? Why are you running off? Why are you copping out, huh? They like me here. They said I'm their leader. They said that they would do whatever I said and that we could start a new colony here. A colony that doesn't have birthdays. A colony where age isn't a number. It doesn't exist. You're just ageless like everyone else. Is that what this is about, Eric? You're getting older? You're getting upset? You're getting worried? You just can't handle the pressures of the time and space that we have on Earth, huh? Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's pretty selfish.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. All of us have to deal with it.
We could all give up and rule the alien races, but, you know.
Do we? No, we don't.
We don't cop out like that.
We don't. You know, a year comes, we get older, we have a birthday. Yeah, we're older. Yeah, we're a little sore, a little less limber. Yeah, you know, our health is a little worse and our eyesight, you know, starts failing.
Yeah, we forget the names of our relatives.
We just punch random old ladies on the street for no reason.
Yeah, we wet the bed.
But that doesn't stop us from taking it like the men that we are. So what if it's a year? Age isn't something that happens to you. It's something you let happen to yourself, man. So if you want to just cower up here with your aliens and rule over them, then be our guest. Isn't that right, guys? Be our guest.
Wait, Pete, the age is something that you let happen to you? Or?
Some of us.
Kind of. It's like a symbolic thing.
We'll choose to stay on Earth.
Just let them go.
Around the ones that we love and take our shots like real humans.
Yeah. Even measles.
Seriously. And that one stings. Because age is in the heart, man. Not in the mind.
Sometimes it's in the back, but...
Yeah.
They got Advil for that.
And they have special mattresses.
Yeah.
And so, toughen up!
Jerk.
Let's go. You know?
I'm gonna get back in the spaceship, I guess?
I guess you're right, guys. Damn right we're right.
That's right. Sucker.
I never thought of it that way, that, like, age isn't really just something that happens to you, you know? It's something that you just let to happen to yourself. You know, time going by, sure, that's one thing. But it doesn't have to have a negative effect on you. It doesn't have to have an adverse effect on you. Sure, you know, you'll start... Your bowels will start getting looser and just... Won't let you know when they have to release excrement or when they have to go to the bathroom. And sure, you're more prone to disease and you're more frail and you're closer to the grave. But that doesn't have to stop you from acting like you're young. That doesn't have to stop you from being free in your mind. Maybe Earth is the place for me, guys. Maybe I shouldn't be here among the aliens. Maybe I was just trying to cop out. It's all right, man. It's all right. Get him a tissue or something, Pete. God.
Here you go. It's my sock.
Okay. Ah, there, guy.
Come on, camper, buck up.
It's all right.
Group hug.
There, aw. They have super nachos on Earth.
They do have super nachos.
That's right.
It'll all right. Okay. All right, little baby girl. Stop your crying and get back on board.
We're going sissy. Home. Come on.
We're going home. Somebody get him his walker.
Let's go, you old fart. Woo!
Oh, come on. We got it. We're just joking. I mean.
Yeah, really.
We got you a room and a really nice retirement home. Not one of those crappy ones.
Yeah, dude. They'll mush your food up for you.
And I really am sorry about your dad. It was totally an accident.
And your bed.
And your cider, but whatever. And your cat.
Bye, aliens.
See you later, you'll...
Just wasn't meant to be.
Did you get your shoe back, Mark?
Yeah, it regurgitated.
I apologize for teasing you into thinking that I would be your new ruler and then aborting mission and running back to my home.
Yeah, he was only using you. Let's go.
It's really kind of weird.
But I realize I can't escape fate. Fate of having another birthday.
My shoe was originally a Doc Martin.
And I realize now that age is more than just...
And it became a Chuck Taylor
when
it
is a state of mind, one that I can manipulate.
Went through one of those
and
black
one,
holes.
Yeah. By being a strong person, I can change for the better.
Is he done yet?
So farewell, dear aliens. May you be fruitful in the search for a new leader. Find one more courageous, brave, and appropriate than I have been.
Pete, it's really great to have...
And even though you don't have super nachos, I will not regard your planet with disdain in the future. When I speak to my people of your race, it will be of the utmost kindness.
Matt's back.
And I will use nothing but completely complimentary terms when describing your slimy loins. And the way you caress an earthling and make him feel like a young girl. And I will never forget the way that you treated my presence like a young schoolgirl might treat that of Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
One with fear and sexual tension.
I don't know exactly what happened to him.
And I will never forget the green mountains of Ergnon.
But
over yon hills, which I would bathe in as a small boy.
You know, it's enough that we've been putting up with this whole alien imagination thing that's going on in Matt's mind, but...
Yeah. The rains from your 24 moons showering down on my young bosom.
Why don't you get his ankles, and I'll get the rest.
And I will never forget how you took me in as one of your
inner dialogues he's having with his right hand
and nursed me from the bosom.
Creepy.
The teat with which I drew your life.
That's the point. We cut it off. All right.
I got the keys. Let's go.
And I will never forget the way that I, like Tammy Faye Baker, was coated in your
love makeup. Pull the bag of Funyuns over his head. Now! Okay.
The onions are right there. Shut up.
That strange simulated onion taste is actually good for something.
Let's get him in the ship.
Just put it
in
reverse, Pete.
All
right. Got it. All right,
let's take the bag off.
And I will never forget the way.
Maybe we should put the bag back on.
Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday.
Even Baldwin never got a good.
There you go.
That's right, tough guy. Okay.
Well, I guess it's good to have him back.
Yeah. Just keep him tied up.
I hope we're not late getting back from mess hall time.
Yeah. We miss the Simpsons.
Damn, it's a new one, too, today.
Yeah. Well, I think we've dealt with that issue.
I think we made him face his fears.
If his fears could be said to be simulated onion taste.
Seriously.
That's right.
He's definitely facing his fears.
Yeah, I think he's licking them.
I think he's licking them much like a cat lick his or her coat to get clean. He's licking them much like a heavyweight fighter would lick a weakling opponent after sensing the fear in his eyes.
Did you drink the water on
the licking
planet?
Them much like a dog.
It's a strange
would
virus.
Laugh at the placid pools of
infects
water
people.
in the pond beneath his hometown. Much like a Sasquatch would squash an innocent camper who trembled in fear at his mere visage.
I think there's an antidote to this.
And much like a giant tongue would lap, lap, lap at an ice cream cone.
I don't know if there's an antidote, but you think there's any
the
extra room in that bag of Funyuns?
To a giddy schoolboy.
I don't have any more bags.
And much like a
I have
pustule
some duct tape.
On the back of a hairy man might be popped by a joint.
Okay. So you think they'll get better?
I don't know, man. 2 hours of that would get kind of tiresome.
Step on it. Let's get home.
Well, there is one other thing we could do.
What's that?
I mean, in favor of consistency, after all. You know, if he's going to be like that for the entire show, we might as well join him. Just in the interest of putting out a consistent audio product.
Well, if that's the way that we must pursue our